This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Sleep is one of the most important parts of our day. Proper sleep is not only necessary to have refreshing days, but it also helps the body maintain a physiological balance. Dr. Lynn Clark, the executive director of the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, talks about the importance of sleep for teenagers on this week's Time to Talk.
Lynn, what's the most important reason to talk to your kids about getting enough sleep?
Well, your children need to understand that sleep is their friend. It's actually food for the brain. It's what refreshes us every night. And so in doing so and getting those required 8 to 10 hours of sleep that teens need every night, they're giving fuel for their body to grow, for their minds to process all of those external stressors that come with being a high school and middle school student, and to be able to take that next step into their future in a healthy, calm way.
And we should touch on that. The concept of sleep is really helpful for quickly developing brains and bodies as teenagers go through those growth spurts. It's important to sleep for that to work properly.
Absolutely. We do a lot of work at the Children's Coalition with early childhood education. But the other big growth spurt for our children is when they're adolescents. And so you see both physical and emotional and mental growth during that time. And so that's one of the reasons why the need for sleep actually goes up as they get older during those teen years.
And then let's talk about the concept of lack of sleep and some of those consequences, because there are some serious psychological effects that can happen when you're regularly not getting enough sleep.
Absolutely. When you have the need for 8 to 10 hours a night for a teen, and then you add to the fact that they're not getting that, they're staying up later, which, of course, their biological clock is adjusting. So, you know, expect your teen to stay up past 11 or around that time. They're not going to go to bed as early, but they're still required to get to school sometimes as early as 7:30 in the morning, and sometimes they don't do their homework on time. So you're looking at 5 to 4 hours of sleep for some of our teens, not counting all the social media distractors that are there, and then you put them behind a wheel. So somebody who is sleep deprived is the same as somebody who is legally drunk as far as the way they can react within a situation behind the wheel.
Wow. Okay. I have teenagers. You have a teenager. Any tips on the discipline about getting that required number of hours of sleep?
So one of the reasons it's important to talk to your teens is to help them manage their environments. So teach them about the blue light that comes off of screens, your phones, your computers, your iPad, a television, and help them understand that it's equivalent to sunshine. And this is why their body is waking up. Also, educate them about caffeine and what that does to their body. Technically, you shouldn't have any caffeine past 4 o'clock, and that includes chocolate. So the midnight snacking, the late night crashing as far as our phones, all of those things are actually going to disrupt their sleep patterns.
Sometimes there are things that happen that you know that that's not a healthy way to be going, that there might be some serious sleep disorders. What should I do if I suspect my teenager has one of those?
Like any medical problem or suspicion, you should contact your pediatrician. There are actual sleep disorders that are treatable. They're not behavioral. They're medical.
Dr. Lynn Clark is the executive director of the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.